6, if you'll find your place. We talked Wednesday night about a false profession, about a man that had been baptized, listen to me, said he believed and was baptized, and he was still lost. Acts chapter number 8, you can go back and read it when you get home. Acts chapter number 8, verse number 13, then Simon himself believed also and was baptized. You can go back and read that when you get home. But this morning I want to talk about a real profession, a real profession of faith when the Holy Spirit does the work. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word this morning. Acts chapter number 8, and we will begin reading in verse number 26. The Spirit of God at work. And the Bible says, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south into the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all of her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. And then the Spirit said unto him, Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I except some man guide me? He desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shear, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speakest thou the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? And then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they come into a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down, both of them, into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, Father, I thank you this morning that the Spirit is at work. I thank you this morning that the Spirit of God, your Spirit this morning, is all in this place this morning. I thank you already, Father, that you're stirring hearts, that you're stirring people in a mighty way. I thank you already, Father God, for the great Holy Ghost that's in this place. I thank you this morning when the Holy Ghost of heaven shows up, it won't point people to Him, but He'll point people to Jesus this morning. Father God, the Holy Ghost always points people to you this morning. Father, I pray if they be one lost, if they be one undone this morning, that they get to an old-timey altar and they do business with you this morning. Father, I pray if they be one sin sick, if they be one just physical sick this morning that needs a healing, I pray this morning they'd understand that this is the place where it's at this morning. It's right where you are this morning, the Spirit of God. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for Calvary and I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I thank you that you still pass by. I thank you that you're still in the saving business. I thank you that you're still in the healing business. I thank you're still in doing what you do, Father. And Lord, I pray this morning, if there's one in here that don't understand, I pray the word come out so clear and that it be so precise in their life that they understand that Jesus is not a good way. Hey, but you're the only way this morning. And Father, I love you so much and I thank you that you saved my soul from a devil's hell. Lord God, where would I be without you this morning? Father God, I don't want to think about where I'd be without you this morning. And Father, I pray this morning you have your will and way in this service. And we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. And we ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. The Spirit of God at work. As we come in this morning and we understand the text that we're at this morning. Oh, Philip, he was a preacher. He was a preacher of the gospel. And he came in and he had been preaching all over here. And when he came to this place, oh, Philip was preaching under the Spirit of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And men, women, boys, and girls had been giving their life to Jesus at this point. And as he was preaching here, the angel of the Lord came to him and he told him, you must go. Hey, you must get up from where you're at and you must go. Hey, there's more work to be done. You must get out there and I want to send you to a place. Hey, this morning, can I say to you, I thank God. Hey, He knows right where you're at. Can I get an amen? He knows to who to send your way. He knows when to send them your way. He knows how to send them your way. And He knows exactly where you are this morning. But this morning, I thank God. Hey, that when Philip went, he didn't go in his own power. Hey, but he went in the power of the Holy Ghost. He went right where the Holy Ghost would send him. He went right to the right place. I thank God for that this morning. I thank God that He'll set down on you when you need to be set down on. He'll correct me when I need to be corrected. He'll change me when I need to be changed. He'll call me when I need to be called. And this morning, I thank God for that. Don't you? Hey, this morning, I want to look at what the Spirit of the work of God will do and why that Spirit was sent. Hey, did you know this morning, a man, woman, boy, or girl, they cannot and they will not be saved unless the Spirit of God draws them. Hey, you can talk to somebody and they're blue in the face. I know mama and daddy's in this room. They've talked to their children and they're blue in their face. And they say, preacher, they ain't doing a bit of good. Ain't a bit of nothing changing in their life. I say to you this morning, you keep praying. You keep searching. You keep asking God to move on them kids. You keep asking God to move on your family. Because I want you to know that there'll come a day in that family member's life that the Spirit of God will set down. And when He sets down, I want to give you three things this morning that the Spirit of God will do. And I want you to ask yourself, has this been in your life? Number one this morning, the Spirit of God, when He sets down and when He is deployed from heaven, the Spirit of God will produce a desire inside of a man or a woman this morning. Look what the Bible says in verse number 31, the Bible says, and He said, how can I understand except somebody should guide me? And He desired Philip. Hey, that Spirit of God, it produces a desire inside of somebody. There's not nobody ever said, hey, I think today I'll just get saved. I think today I'll just follow Jesus. I think today would be a good day to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Friends, I want you to know this morning, it's the Spirit of God that puts that desire inside of your life. It is the Spirit of God. It's from heaven. It is from another world. It ain't from this world. It's from the glory world. And when that Spirit sets down on that individual, He puts that desire in their life. Look what the Bible says in verse number 28. He was returning and sitting in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. You say, preacher, what was he doing? He done had that desire before Philip ever got there, Brother J.D. He had done been stirred before Philip ever got deployed to go that way. And the Spirit of God had a desire on his life, and he was stirring that a young man, that eunuch there, and as he was stirring him in a mighty way. He led him back to the book of Isaiah, and he got reading in Isaiah 53 how that Jesus was led as a lamb before his shears, how he was led down that road. Friends, I want you to know this morning, hey, as he was led down that road and he was led to the cross of Calvary, he bled and died for you and I on that cross. And when he hung on that cross and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what that do. Hey, I want you to know this morning, he puts a desire in my life and he puts it in your life this morning. The eunuch was reading Isaiah. Hey, but the eunuch had done been to worship. He had done went to worship, if you look in verse 27. Hey, but when he left that worship service, he had left a dead service. He had left a dry service. He had left a barren service because the Spirit of God wasn't there. I don't know about you this morning, but I thank God, hey, that we're not a dead church. Can I get an amen? Hey, there's nothing depresses me more than people says, hey, the church that I attend, it is a dead church. Hey, friends, this morning, if your church is dead, you're part of that church. Can I get amen? Hey, he didn't die for this building. He died for the people that's in this building. He died for the people all over this world. And this morning, I want you to know, on the sound of my voice, there's not one person that'll live their life where the Spirit of God will not come down and put a desire in their life that they might come to know Jesus. This morning, he said he was reading Isaiah. He had been to worship, but he even eunuch had a desire to understand. I love this morning. He said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I understand unless somebody tells me about it or somebody shows me? The Bible says this morning in John 6:63, the Bible says, it is the Spirit that quicketh. It is that Spirit that brings you to life. It is that Spirit that sparks inside of you. It is the Spirit of God that puts that desire inside of you. It is that Spirit of God that quickens you on the inside to say that I'm lost and I need Jesus. Hey, this morning, it's that Spirit this morning of mourning. He said, the spirit that quickened, the flesh profiteth nothing. The flesh that we have, it profiteth us nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I see this morning in the text, number one, hey, when the Spirit of God does a work, it'll put a desire on a man's life. It'll stir deep down in his heart. It'll go where nobody else can go. It'll search what nobody else can search. Ain't you glad of that this morning? Hey, nobody knows you but God. Hey, God knows you better than you know you. And He knows when to put that Spirit on you. Hey, I've been setting services just like this. Hey, you'll be preaching the Word of God. Hey, and you'll be looking around and you'll just be preaching, having a good old time. Hey, because you know God's working in people's life and that desire is put on them. And it won't be long when they get in that place. I want you to know you can see when that desire is on them. Hey, that old head will drop or they'll perk up their ears. Hey, that same Spirit this morning that'll draw people to Him, it'll divide that same person. It'll put a desire inside of a man. It'll put a desire inside of him this morning. But I see number two in verse 34. Not only will it put a desire inside of a person, but that sweet Holy Ghost, that sweet Holy Spirit this morning, it'll provide a draw on a person. Not only will it put a desire in you, it'll put that draw on you. There's not none of us in here that's drawn to God without the Spirit of God doing the drawing, Brother JD. There's not a person in here good enough, hey, to get to where God is. There's not a person in here good enough to get righteous with God. Hey, I want you to know this morning, if I'm going to be in right standings with God, it won't be my righteousness. It'll be the blood of Jesus Christ, Brother Kevin. Hey, what am I going to say when I get to heaven? Hey, that the blood's been applied. Hey, what is Jesus going to plead on my behalf? What is He going to plead when I get there? What is He going to plead for me? Hey, is He going to plead my righteousness? Isaiah said, my righteousness is as filthy rags. You know what He's going to do? The Bible says that if we sin, Brother Aaron, hey, we got a propitiation for our sin. We got somebody providing the way. He's an advocate, amen. He's our one that gets an advocate. He advocates for us. And when He stands before God, and there I am, and I have nothing to offer, you say, what is He going to advocate on your behalf? What is He going to send up for you? Is He going to send up my righteousness? Is He going to send up my last name? Is He going to send up what I've done? Is He going to send up because I'm a preacher? I'm not going to heaven because I'm a preacher. If I was going to heaven because I was a preacher, I'd bust hell wide open. Oh, but you know what He's going to do, Brother JD? You know what He's going to do when He starts pleading my case? He's just going to show them nail-scarred hands. That's all He's going to show. Hey, I want you to know this morning, you say, what proved that to you, preacher? What shows that in your life? Is it you got enough common sense to understand it? No, it's the sweet Holy Ghost providing that draw to let me know that the desire that's in my life comes from the Holy Ghost that puts the draw on me. Oh, He'll draw him in. Look in verse 34 of your text this morning. I love this morning. Man, it sets a fire down inside of me to know that Jesus is the way. Amen. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Look what He says. The Spirit of God produces a desire, but in verse 34, the Spirit of God provides a draw. Provide, man, I wouldn't have stepped out in 2007 and walked to the altar in front of nobody. Well, preacher, I can't get out. I can't go to that altar. Yeah, you can't. It's going to be that Spirit that does the drawing. It's that Spirit that draws. It's that Spirit that will take a man that's so hard-hearted and break his heart. Look what He says here. Let me get you in the text. Look what He says in verse 34. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? He said, I pray. He said, I want to know. He asked Philip. He said, who is he talking about here? Is he talking about himself or is he talking about some other man? Can I tell you this morning, I'm not talking about myself. I'm telling you about some other man. And his name's Jesus. He says that the eunuch had a searching. Jeremiah 29:13, the Bible says. And I want to stop right here. If you don't think this sermon's for you, I got another thing coming for you. Let me tell you. Last night we was at Amory Walmart. Who all goes to Walmart? Come on now. Come on now. You can't hardly live without Walmart. Jeremiah 29:13. I'm talking about the Spirit. I pray, God, show me that this is the message you want them people to have. I pray it all the time. If He don't give me the message, I'm not preaching. You know how many preachers preach Sunday in, Sunday out, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and they ain't got a word from God? They just making hot air. What good is that? We're walking down that toy aisle, and my wife said, look at that. And somebody had took a note. What was that note called? A note card. That's it. And they had it stuck in a toy box. And you know what that toy box said? You know what it said on there? Listen to this. I took her home and I said, I want to show you what God's done gave me. As soon as we got home, we didn't even unload groceries. I said, I want to show you this. I took her straight in there. Here's what was written down. Jeremiah 29:13. And ye shall seek me and find me. And when ye shall research for me with your all your heart. You shall find me when you seek for me with all your heart. He said, preacher, when you get, listen to me. When that Holy Spirit starts getting a hold of your heart and it starts pulling you, I want you to know you'll find right where God is. This morning I see that only the Spirit of God produces a desire. It produces a draw. The eunuch had a searching. The eunuch was sincere. The draw was real. Look in verse 34. And the eunuch said, Philip, asked Philip, said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet, this or himself or another man? And then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. He preached unto him Jesus. Not only was the eunuch sincere with the draw, but the eunuch was being drawn right to Jesus. The Spirit of God will never lead you nowhere where Jesus is not. The Spirit of God will never lead you nowhere where God and Jesus Christ is not. This morning you said, well, I don't know if I should do that or not. If you don't know, listen to me, the Spirit of God will always lead you in the right way. It'll always. But I understand something about this text, and I want to give it to you. Number one, I understand that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, it produces a desire. I understand it. It provides a draw. Well, I've never been drawn where you're lost. Let me read this to you. I wasn't going to read this, Brother Boyd, but I'm going to read it. I'm just, thank God for this. Let Brother Boyd and Brother Brad read this book. I'm going to give you this. He said, preacher, I don't like it. I don't believe it. Let me tell you what Billy Sunday said. A fellow came to me one time and said to him, why don't you give your heart to God? And he told Billy Sunday, he said, I don't believe the way you do. Billy Sunday said, I believe everybody will be saved. I don't believe that. I believe everybody has a chance to be saved. I believe everybody will be drawn to be saved. They'll have a desire. They'll have a draw. That's kind of God. Listen to this. I don't believe the way you do. I don't believe everybody will be saved. I believe everybody will be saved. What would happen to me if I died now? He asked Billy Sunday, the great Billy Sunday. Here's what Billy Sunday said. Billy Sunday said, I said, if half of what I heard about you were true, if you died now, you would be in hell before midnight, and it's 9:10 right now. He said, preacher, if he puts the desire in, he puts the draw, what else is left? I believe that he produces a desire. He provides a draw, but the Spirit of God pleads, listen to me, pleads for a decision. He's begging for a decision. There will not be one person in hell that didn't have to climb over the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There will not be one person that will die and go to a devil's hell that didn't have to crawl over the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, preacher, you believe he pleads and he begs that much? I know he does. Let me give you this in the text. In verse 37, I love this. As they went on their way, 36, they come into a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. Here's the plea. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. You said, preacher, is it that easy to be saved? Let me give you this. Number one, when time for a decision to be made, there'll be hindrances. There'll be a hindrance everywhere you know, everywhere you look, there'll be a hindrance. There'll be an excuse. There'll be a reason why. There'll be something in your life to give you a hindrance not to come to know Jesus Christ. When the Spirit's put the desire, he's put the draw, and now it's time for an invitation. It's time for you to get right with God. It's time for you to make a decision. It's time for you to make a decision. Listen to me, God can't do all, he can't do but so much. What? There's some things God can't do. Number one, he cannot lie. Titus 1:2, God who cannot lie. And God cannot save somebody that will not repent. He cannot save somebody that will not repent. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. There's hindrances when it's time to make a decision. There's also hesitation when it's time to make a decision. So, preacher, how do you know it's hesitation? I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it later. I'll do it some other time. I'll do it when it's right. I'll do it when it gets. I want all my family there. If you're waiting up for all your family to get to church, you're in trouble. I've been saved 15 years and still waiting on some of them to come. Can I get a witness? If you're waiting on everybody else to do it, you're not going to do it. If that Spirit's put a desire on you and He is drawing you, it's time for you to make that decision. Well, I'm waiting on everybody else. I'm waiting. The time ain't going to get right. The time is now. The time is now. It's urgent. It's urgency now. There's people dying right now without Jesus. Where are they going, preacher? They're going to hell. If you don't have Jesus, that's where you'll spend eternity. I'm telling you, the Spirit is at work. He's poured His grace. He's poured His Spirit out. And He's drawing all men. He's putting that draw. He's got a desire for you. But you have to make that decision. He can't make it for you. It's personal. He's got the plan laid out. But the decision to be made is personal. You can't piggyback and ride somebody else's back to heaven. You can't ride momma's, papa's, aunts, uncles, mamas, and daddies. It's a personal decision that you have to make. He had been with Candace, the queen of Ethiopia. He'd done been with the high dogs. He done rubbed elbows with everybody you could. But he knew something was missing. And he needed something. He had a desire. He started reading. He had a draw. He said, how will I understand unless somebody teaches me? How will I understand unless somebody? But he had a decision to be made. I hate to tell you this morning, but when decision's time to be made, there'll be hindrances come. There'll be hindrances. I've been in church services just like this, and a telephone ring in the back, left, right, corner, in the middle, wherever. I've been in services just like this. Somebody gets sick, fall out. I've been in services just like this. People get all kind of stuff go on. One of the famous things happened in a service like this when the Spirit's moving, He's doing His work, and He's put a desire, and He's drawing, somebody's got to use the bathroom. And they sit right in the middle, and they got to climb over everybody to get out. They got a bladder of steel, could hold it forever, but get in a church service, and they got to go. That's simple preaching, but that's the truth if I've ever told it. Listen to me this morning. When He puts that desire on you and He draws you, He don't offer you another. He don't have to give you another opportunity. That's your opportunity to make a decision. You say, preacher, I tell you what, I'm going to wait and I'm going to do it some other time. I'm going to do it some other time. Turn with me, if you will, in the Acts, the same in Acts. Acts chapter number, if you will, Acts chapter number 26 and verse 28. Acts 26 and verse 28. Preacher, I'll do it some other time. I don't know why God laid this on me this morning, but He does, and that's all that matters. Preacher, I'll do it some other time. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. He's here! Woo! Can make me whole again. He's here! He's here! Come on! Hey, He's put the desire! He's drawing you! He's pulling you! Say, I can't keep living this way! You're right, you can't! You can't keep living this way! You can't keep doing this! What must I do to be saved? Believe with all thine heart. Believe with everything on the inside. Believe with everything this morning. Preacher, I'll do it later. I'll do it some other convenient time. There is no convenient time. Today's the day of salvation. Today's the day. Today's the day.
No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing.